endurance for humanity. A day without food is a wasted day, said the boy in a war-torn refugee camp. But have you ruminated on life without a farmer, food transporters, donors, agriculture educators, food banks, processors, and distributors? Again, have you imagined life without food and agriculture organizations, World Food Program, and the Capital Area Food Bank with their partners? Yes, I have. Then what do you have to tell about that life? You'll never know that a madman on the street has brothers until you kill him. I see 1 billion people left with no jobs. Isn't that about 28% of the world population? I see rampant death due to hunger and starvation. What else do you see? Malnutrition, diseases and stunted growth in children, delayed delivery of the scanty available food. I see many economies collapsing. I see extreme poverty and food poisoning due to aflatoxins. All the holy books, whether the Christian Bible, the Hindu Gita, the Muslim Quran, and the Buddhism scriptures, are unanimous in one thing, that growing and sharing food is a good thing. With their humility like that of the carpenter of Nazareth, even in the COVID-19 pandemic, fruits, legumes, vegetables, tubers, grains, meat, and eggs have been constantly supplied. Aren't these very crucial in the fight against COVID-19? Oh, even in the pandemic, they have been present. But who are these food architectures? Your guess is as good as mine. Therefore, step up and be counted on emulating what these great people do, on passing favorable policies, on supporting their hard work, on making them feel respected and appreciated. When the roots are deeper, there is no reason to fear the wind.